HPE's 2025 Analyst Meeting. Bold strategy or familiar ambition? Mark Vina at its 2025 Securities Analyst Meeting in New York. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise delivered a confident narrative. The company is entering a new phase of profitable growth, anchored by AI infrastructure, next-generation networking, and the full integration of Juniper Networks. CEO Antonio Neri opened with a celebratory tone, marking HPE's 10th anniversary as a standalone company and positioning it as leaner, more innovative, and poised to gain share in the markets that matter most. It was an unabashed, polished presentation aimed at convincing investors that HPE can compete more forcefully with Dell, Cisco, and Lenovo while demonstrating its ability to extract value from the U.S. $14 billion Juniper acquisition. A case for credibility, Neri's central argument was that HPE's transformation over the past decade now positions it for a new chapter focused on high-growth, high-margin segments, networking, cloud, and AI. His message was consistent with recent financial guidance, projecting a compound annual revenue growth rate of 5% to 7% and non-GAAP operating profit growth of 11% to 17% through fiscal 2028. Our strengthened portfolio will create more profitable growth, Neri said, underscoring expectations of $3.5 billion in free cash flow and at least $3 in non-GAAP diluted earnings per share by that date. The numbers are ambitious, yet credible on paper. CFO Marie Myers reinforced the outlook with concrete cost reduction targets, $600 million from the Juniper integration and another $350 million through HPE's internal Catalyst program, bringing total plan reductions to roughly $1 billion. Those savings, Myers noted, will come from consolidating IT platforms, simplifying product portfolios, and trimming workforce layers. We are driving approximately $1 billion in structural cost savings by fiscal 2028, she said, framing it as both an efficiency exercise and a reinvestment strategy. Still, investors have heard similar efficiency narratives before from HPE and its peers. The real question is whether these savings translate into competitive differentiation, not just better margins. Cost optimization alone rarely redefines a company's position in markets that are increasingly shaped by scale, silicon design, and AI-native software ecosystems. The real test is whether aggressive cost-cutting will inhibit innovation, a critical factor in the markets where HPE competes. Networking is HPE's core differentiator. The Juniper acquisition loomed large throughout the event. Neri framed it as a foundation for creating a new networking industry leader with an AI-native portfolio that spans campus, data center, and wide-area routing. The rationale is straightforward. Networking is becoming a connective tissue of AI infrastructure, linking GPU clusters, hybrid clouds, and edge environments. Rami Rahim, the former Juniper CEO, now leading HPE Networking, argued that networking has become mission-critical in the AI era and that legacy architectures lack the scale, reliability, and automation needed for modern AI workloads. Raheem's enthusiasm was backed by a vision to merge Juniper's Mist AIOps platform with HPE Aruba Central, creating what he called a self-driving network. He highlighted that together, the two platforms process over a trillion telemetry points every single day, feeding AI models that predict and resolve network issues automatically. The concept is compelling, but integration of complex software platforms can take years to mature, and customer overlap could create friction. That said, HPE now competes with Cisco on a much more even footing, with strength across routing, wireless, and data center switching. The company's near-term goal is to have networking account for roughly 60% of its operating profit by 2028, up from about 50% today. If achieved, that would mark a genuine rebalancing of HPE's revenue mix away from lower-margin servers and services. Yet, HPE must demonstrate that Juniper's integration can accelerate, not slow down, its growth in the cloud and AI segments. Execution risk remains high, and the networking industry is crowded with incumbents who are already embedding AI-driven telemetry and automation into their portfolios. The AI infrastructure gamble, HPE's leadership clearly believes that AI infrastructure is its next growth engine. The company is emphasizing sovereign and enterprise customers rather than hyperscalers, betting that governments and large organizations will prioritize control, security, and sustainability over raw scale. Our AI systems are leading the market, Neri asserted, pointing to the company's Cray EX supercomputers and its new fanless direct liquid cooling design, which HPE claims is unique in industry. At the Open Compute Project Global Summit last week, HPE showcased how it's integrating these capabilities into its modular ProLiant Gen 12 servers, which support NVIDIA Spectrum-X Ethernet and Kyber architectures. This alignment with NVIDIA is critical. It signals that HPE intends to stay relevant in an ecosystem increasingly dominated by GPU-centric workloads. HPE Chief Technologist at Compute, Scott Schaefer, framed it as part of a broader commitment to open standards and modularity, emphasizing that HPE's designs allow customers to fine-tune their infrastructure to meet dynamic business needs. However, despite strong technical credentials, HPE's AI story still lacks a signature differentiator. Dell has already introduced its AI Factory initiative in collaboration with NVIDIA, while Lenovo is touting hybrid AI offerings with AMD and Intel, and hyperscalers continue to absorb a large portion of infrastructure spending. HPE's advantage lies in serving sovereign and regulated markets where data localization, security, and on-prem AI training are priorities, but those are narrower segments. Recasting GreenLake in the hybrid era, HPE's GreenLake platform remains central to its cloud narrative. Myers reiterated that GreenLake continues to track thousands of new logos and is driving double-digit annualized revenue run rate growth. The company positions GreenLake as a unified management layer across hybrid and multi-cloud environments, now enhanced by AI-native orchestration through its CloudOps suite. This strategy aligns with what Dell and VMware have been pursuing under the Apex brand, simplifying hybrid IT while increasing recurring revenue. What's more convincing is how HPE is using its storage and compute portfolio to reinforce that model. Its Alletra MP platform targets unstructured data, while its next-generation ProLiant servers promise quantum-resistant security through new ILO 7 firmware. Together, they form a more cohesive story about data-to-AI pipelines, an area where HPE has credible differentiation. Transparency and cost discipline, not surprisingly. Investors generally press companies for clarity on cost management. Myers' presentation was unusually detailed. She broke down four key levers: corporate rationalization, supply chain integration, portfolio simplification, and workforce optimization, each tied to the $950 million combined cost savings target. These actions will position HPE for improved operating leverage and higher long-term profitability, she said, projecting a return to a 2x net debt-to-EBITDA ratio by 2027. The tone was pragmatic. HPE is promising investors tangible evidence of discipline, as well as greater transparency in segment reporting and capital allocation. For fiscal 2026, it forecasts $1.50 to $2 billion in free cash flow, a sharp increase from 2025 levels. Dividends will rise by 10%, and share buybacks will expand by an additional $3 billion. That sends a message of confidence, although skeptics may view it as a move to sustain investor sentiment while the Juniper integration unfolds. Can HPE stand out in a scale-driven market? Can HPE truly differentiate itself against Dell, Lenovo, and Cisco? On technology, perhaps. On scale, less so. HPE's messaging, focus on modular, AI-ready, sovereign, and sustainable infrastructure, is certainly strategically sound, but it competes in an environment where scale economics increasingly favor the most prominent players. Dell's Apex and NVIDIA partnerships have already captured broad mindshare, while Lenovo's vertical integration in servers and edge AI provides a cost advantage in high-growth regions. What HPE does have is coherence. Its portfolio now spans compute, storage, networking, and hybrid cloud under a unified platform and brand. Few competitors can claim that level of integration. The challenge will be converting coherence into momentum and demonstrating measurable growth in high-margin software and services, rather than relying on incremental hardware refreshes. The verdict: HPE did make a credible case. The company's narrative was data-driven, financially transparent, and strategically aligned with market trends. Neri's message of discipline and focus felt grounded in execution more than aspiration. The acquisition of Juniper Networks gives HPE significant momentum in a segment where it once lagged, and its emphasis on sovereign AI provides a niche that leverages its strengths in security and infrastructure integration. However, the path ahead remains steep. The AI infrastructure market is evolving fast, and execution, particularly in integrating Juniper and scaling GreenLake software margins, will determine whether HPE's story becomes more than another turnaround chapter. As Raheem summed it up on stage, "We will disrupt the status quo and deliver unprecedented value." It was an ambitious promise and one that investors will be watching closely to see if HPE can finally turn vision into sustained performance. Reproduce with permission. Published initially on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Needle Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack Podcast T featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack Podcast for free via The Technologists. The Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or have provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check Podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.